Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
I sit in one of the dives on 52nd Street, uncertain and afraid, as the clever hopes of a low, dishonest decade expire. Waves of anger and fear circulate over the bright and darkened earth. The unmentionable odor of death offends the night. That's pretty much how W.H. Auden begins one of the most important poems of the last century. It's called September 1st, 1939, the day he began writing it, the day a greedy Germany invaded Poland and launched World War II. Well, a greedy Russia has just invaded Ukraine. Waves of anger and fear haunt our darkened earth. America's been trying to avoid another foreign war, just as we were in 1939. We're still mostly hoping all this will go away. But Auden, who had just landed in New York from his native England, knew the earth had shifted. Things would never be the same. So should we, now. The world will never again trust Vladimir Putin. Russia will be locked out of the global banking, trading, and diplomatic systems for a long time. The U.S. has solidified its position as leader of the free world. Europe is coming together after Brexit and other centrifugal forces pushed it toward a breakup. Germany has dropped its longtime aversion to military spending. Even neutral Finland and Sweden are arming the Ukrainians. NATO, which Putin has tried to undermine, is suddenly the hottest club in town. In the U.S., Republicans are split over whether to condemn Putin's aggression. But that would mean abandoning his biggest American fan, Donald Trump. If they don't act soon, they could get clobbered in November's midterm elections. Meanwhile, Russia keeps advancing into Ukraine, and Putin has put his nuclear forces on high alert. Things could get ugly. That's just how it felt in September 1939. And yet, Auden never lost hope. "Defenseless under the night," he concluded his poem, "our world in stupor lies, yet dotted everywhere, ironic points of light flash out wherever the just exchange their messages." Our world, again, lies in stupor. But the just are flashing out their messages, the same message. If the free world does not come together to confront this new aggressor, there may not long be a free world. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.